Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, well, wherever you may be, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for tuning in to Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars and tomorrow's today. I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of Locker-Dashboard.com. Hey, you guys, please go to the site. Go to the site, check out the site where you see some exclusive content on the NFL that you will not see anywhere else. Follow me on all of my social handles on Twitter at Locker_report. On Instagram, LockReport100, on Facebook, LockReport.com, and also Locker Talk, that's on Facebook. But make sure you guys go subscribe on YouTube, the Locker Talk podcast, where you can see this show in its video format, loaded with highlights and certain surprises. But make sure you guys always go to the BachelorNews.airtime.pro, where you can listen to this show 7 days a week at 9 o'clock a.m. and 2 p.m. every single day. All right, folks. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Forgive me if my voice sounds groggy. Hey, don't worry. I don't have COVID-19. I'm fine. Just wanted to share that with you. Everything is fine. You know, but thanks a lot for tuning in. A lot of stuff to get to with the process. A lot of good stuff that happened with the players from the NFL Regional Combine to wrap up the finale of the NFL season. And we're going to get right into it. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the wild card, Super Wild Card weekend. Hey, folks, we're going to have our first Monday night primetime playoff game. First time ever in NFL history. I'm really excited for that. We're going to have a nice, long, long weekend. But also, we're going to talk about the HBCU presence. You know, as far as the HBCU this year, you know, closing out this season, and what HBCU platform, how it's going to affect this Super Wild Card weekend in the NFL. So we're going to get right into it. We're going to jump right into it. A lot of great things to talk about. As you can tell, I'm always excited to get into this good stuff dealing with the NFL. So nothing wrong with waking up with some good music played by one of the greats ever do it, Little John. Now, the finale, week 18 of the NFL, just like the previous 17 weeks, was always exciting. And it's always great to see how the players from the NFL Regional Combine do every week. This is why we have Locker Talk. But also is this one little word called perseverance, of sticking to it, not giving up. And a lot of the players, matter of fact, all the players that came through the NFL Regional Combine are guys that had persevered. Some guys had the opportunity to see the field a little sooner, you know, can get the opportunity right away. Some get drafted. Most of them don't. Most of those guys actually will make a roster or practice squad, but they will have to wait. And then some guys can just get right in, whether they drafted or not, their first year, and the next thing you know, they want to act roster, and they contribute to some way, and then wind up becoming a big deal in the NFL, like the Adam Thielens of the world, the Johnny Hecklers of the world, the punter for the Los Angeles Rams. You just really see these guys really blowing up. But it's always something special when you have players that had to wait and had to wait and had to wait, and then finally, they finally got the opportunity to showcase what they can do in the NFL. And sometimes it takes a couple of years. And then if we keep it in the perspective of sometimes it probably take all the way up to the last game of the season. And this was the situation with Philadelphia Eagles running back Jason Huntley. Not Tyler Huntley, but Jason Huntley. Don't worry about it. They're not related. Jason is from Texas. Tyler's from Florida. So two different Huntleys. Both guys came in via the NFL Regional Combine. I would say the list because 2020, we did not have a workout. So he was one of those players that was on that list of players that got filtered to all 32 teams in the league. And the teams in the league look at this list. So I say that a lot of times it's true. They look at this list, and that helped with the process. Now, Huntley was actually drafted in 2020 by the Detroit Lions in the fifth round. He was the 172nd overall pick in that draft in the fifth round. But he never started field as a Detroit Lion. I would say, well, he played in the preseason, but never saw the field as a Detroit Lion in a regular season game. So he did not make the 53-man roster. So he was put on waivers. A week later, the Philadelphia Eagles picked him up, put him on the practice squad, and he spent. And when he first got there, he did play in five games that season. He did play in five games that season, but in that whole entire season, in those five games, he carried the ball only five times for 19 yards. So he did see the field in his rookie year, but he wound up being placed right back on the practice squad, was there through the whole offseason, knowing the system, and came into this season on the practice squad. So he still was on the team, but just waiting for his time. And the Philadelphia Eagles had some good running backs, and I knew that if he just persevered and stayed the course, his opportunity would come. And so that's what happened. In week 17, he was promoted to the active roster, but he did not see the field in week 17. But everything changed in week 18, the finale, knowing that the Philadelphia Eagles pretty much had already locked up a playoff spot, so that was good on that part. Players, they wanted to rest. And so when by rest or injury, however the opportunity may come, you take it. And Jason took it, and he ran with it. Matter of fact, he ran the ball 13 times for 51 yards. And on kickoff returns, he had three attempts, and he amassed 84 yards in a kickoff return. Now, I would like to say this was like his big debut. He did see the field in his rookie season. But this is one of those situations going into the postseason that they have another weapon that if their postseason run ends, a little sooner, which most people believe, but at least going into next year, at least the Eagles know that, okay, they have another player on their depth chart they're going to have to really pay attention to because he's a legitimate player. Now, I believe that this will be one of those situations where the Eagles want to have to really account for this. So going to next season will be something special, but let's see at the same time how the Eagles are going to carry, how they're going to use them if they use them during this postseason run. Stay tuned. We'll talk about the Eagles in their postseason run later on in the show. Nick, West Booker Chena, wide receiver for the Tennessee Titans. We're talking about this young man all season. This young man is very special, very talented, and although he still saw the field with A.J. Brown and with Julio Jones, he still was making hay on the field, showing that he can be a legitimate player in the league. However, when those guys went down briefly for some injuries, his role had increased, which was great. One of his biggest strengths with the Tennessee Titans this year is his ability to come up big on third down. Third down situations, West Booker Chena had been huge throughout the season. Time and time again, Ryan Tannehill had went to this young man to help in those third down situations. As a matter of fact, out of his 476 receiving yards this season, 194 of those yards came via on third down situations. And the best part about that, 14 of those third down situations balls that he caught, 11 of those he had converted into first down. So that says a lot. In a critical situation, there were some situations, especially in week 18, where Ryan Tannehill thought he was trapped. He was actually ready to get sacked, but he got out of it, and somehow he found Westbrook Akina, down the sideline and connected with him. It just really shows how much confidence that Tannehill has in this young man, knowing that if they're in a sticky situation, he's going to make the big play. Did it all season long. And in week 18, same thing. In a must-win game in week 18, when the Titans, they were already in the playoffs, but they won that number one seed. The Kansas City Chiefs had won that game previously that Saturday night early in week 18. So the Titans had to win this game to seal up the number one seed. So it was a must-win, and they did that. They was able to secure it. And Westbrook Akina had played a major, major role in that. He had four receptions, led the team in receptions, and also led the team in receiving yards at 78. And also, he scored his fourth touchdown of the season in that matchup. And all his touchdowns that he got this season came against divisional opponents, which is remarkable. All his touchdowns, all four of them, came against divisional opponents. So that was great on his part. Just to get across the goal line is always huge. But most importantly, to be a factor for your team is always, always a great, great thing. And we definitely want to talk about this young man, especially leading up into the divisional round when the Tennessee Titans take the field. So Westbrook Ikhina is truly a factor for the number one seed in the AFC. You listen to Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network, but make sure you guys go to the bachelornews.airtime.pro to check this show out every day, 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, now for the quick rundown. Now, Keenan Cole, now I've been talking about Keenan Cole all year, formerly with the Jacksonville Jaguars, how he did not score a touchdown all season. That's not like him. He normally would have a couple by now. But he did not score a touchdown this season, and I kept saying he's going to get one. Well, folks, he finally got across that goal line for the first time this year. When the Jets went up against the Buffalo Bills, he had three receptions for 54 yards, and, yes, he was able to haul in his first and only touchdown for the season. Now, there was one questionable call against the Cincinnati Bengals in Week 8, but we're not going to get into that. No, so it's not a problem. We're not going to get into that, but he was able – you know, to get across the goal line. And despite the way how the Jets season went, hopefully the Jets are right there. They try to get themselves together. But whatever Keenan Cole goes to next year, I'm quite for sure, hopefully he's used in a great way because he's a proven receiver in this league. Washington football team's linebacker, Cole Holcomb. Cole Holcomb had himself a fantastic year. We know that the Washington football team fell short to get into the playoffs this year. No problem. This team is still trying to find their way. You know, they're up and down with the quarterback situation. I think Tyler Heineke is a good quarterback, but we're going to see what Washington do moving forward. Knowing that next year's crop of quarterbacks is not the greatest, so I'm quite sure that Washington will roll with this quarterback for another season, which is okay. But the defense, I would say for the most part, that was banged up, it was expecting was expecting Washington's defense to be a lot more stout this year, but unfortunately, they had their spurts, they had their peaks, but was not that type of team that closed out the 2020 season. But Cole Holcomb, linebacker for the Washington football team, solid season, his best season as a pro. He actually finished the season with 11 tackles, but that's not the biggest story. The biggest story is that we talked about this tackle race between him and Kumar Trushay-Hill, Houston Texans linebacker, how the tackle record, the players who came through the NFL Regional Combine, how that was going to be challenged. Last year, Terrell Adams, linebacker for the San Francisco 49ers, he set the record of 125 tackles, breaking the record that Cole Holcomb set in his rookie season in 2019 when Cole Holcomb had 105. That's when you saw Terrell Adams come up with 125. But with this race going forward, we knew that Cole Holcomb and Kumar Trushay-Hill both was gunning for that 125. But Cole Holcomb had took that ball up, raised that ball up a little higher, because he wound up finishing with 142 tackles. Yes, the most tackles in a season set by a player that came through the NFL Regional Combine, as he amassed 142 tackles to set the record for the NFL Regional Combine and also for his personal high, which I see that this young man is going to continue being a sure tackler for the Washington football team for many years to come. And Tyler Huntley, quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens, he capped the season against the Pittsburgh Steelers, having an opportunity. If they would have won that game, they would have been in the playoffs, had an opportunity, but they fell short. He completed 16 out of 31 attempts, 141 yards, and two interceptions. So he didn't finish out with his best game. And then Sam Franklin, linebacker for the Carolina Panthers, he finished with five tackles against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Miami Dolphins cornerback Nick Needham had amassed two tackles to close out his solid season, his best season as a pro so far. So that was a solid breakdown. And also with other players that we're going to talk about leading into the playoffs. We're going to take a short pause. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the wild card weekend, how the NFL Regional Combine players can play a major role in the Super Bowl Wild Card weekend, and then we're going to talk about the ACCU present in Wild Card, Super Bowl Wild Card weekend as well. You listen to Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network.
If you've got a clogged up nose, simply stuffy. If you've got a snuffly nose, simply stuffy. If the rest of you feel fine, but your nose is out of line, give your schnauzer what it needs, Simply Stuffy.
Simply Stuffy, from the makers of Children's Tylenol. It has only the medicine your child needs to make a stuffy nose simply disappear.
If you want to smell a rose, get the stuff out of your nose. If you're sick of feeling snotty, Simply Stuffy.
Simply Stuffy. Use as directed.
All right, welcome back. Hey, guys, I'll tell you what. Today, you know, this is Featured Artist Week on Friday. You know, we always want to feature an album, feature a group. And tonight, guys, I tell you, make sure you tune in from 5:30 to 6 because we have the one and only, the greatest band of all times. Yes, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Who you like? We'll talk about somebody nowadays. Ain't no real bands nowadays. Everybody use everything off a computer. But the Earth, Wind, and Fire, the greatest band of all time. You know, their music transcended. It can never ever get old. These guys are the greatest of all time. Make sure you guys tune in at 5:30 to 6 o'clock today. They have a lot of songs. I do not know how in the world LA is going to get most of those songs in. They have a pick of a litter of so many great songs to pick. That, trust me, if you love good music, definitely tune in to the bastionnews.airtime.pro or mostly everything from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Okay, folks, here we go. When we talk about some good stuff, dealing with the NFL Regional Combine. This Super Wild Card weekend is going to be loaded with some good stuff. And we're going to jump right into it. Not even going to hesitate. Now, when we talk about the Regional Combine present for this Wild Card weekend, I'm going to sum it up in just two words, special teams. It's going to come down to special teams for the Regional Combine players to really show out today. I mean, this week, some good players, and we're going to talk about some other players we didn't talk that much about this year. And one of the players that jumps out off the bat is wide receiver for the Las Vegas Raiders, Tyrod Johnson. Tyrod Johnson floated on the scene last year when he was with a member of the Los Angeles Chargers. I thought for sure the Chargers would have bring him back, but they did not. And so he started the season off with Jacksonville. Jacksonville Jaguars really didn't use him as much. I think he only had just like 5 catches for them all season long. I'm off for 12 targets. But he wound up signing with the Las Vegas Raiders towards the end of the season. And when he got there, they have not used him as a receiver, although he is, in my opinion, a proven deep ball threat. Now, they've used him a lot, primarily only on special teams. He had his best outing with special teams a couple of weeks ago where he had 2 returns that equal up to a total of 43 yards. So he was able to shine there. But he made a big play against his former team to close out the season in Week 18 against the Chargers, where he had forced a huge fumble early in the first half of that game. It kind of set the tone for the Raiders for that matchup. And we know that the Raiders, they won. Hey, they're in the playoffs. They're about to go against the Cincinnati Bengals. This is going to be one of those games. It's not highlighted. It's going to be an exciting game, but this is going to be one exciting game. Can Tyrod plays on special teams in this matchup where they probably would need all 3 phases to be able to pull off this win against this high-powered Cincinnati Bengals team? We're looking forward to seeing Tyrod Johnson making a big play on special teams. And, heck, maybe they may use him a couple of times on some plays out there in the field. He has lined up with the offensive unit. He just has not received the ball yet. But things may change as one of those weapons that I can see the Raiders using to really surprise the Bengals in this Wild Card weekend. Chris Banjo, defensive back for the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona Cardinals, you know about this story all year. They start off hot, the last team to in this season to lose a game, start off strong, had their hiccups, but they still managed to get into the playoffs. This weekend, they go up against the Los Angeles Rams. Both sides of the ball have some players from the Regional Combine that will contribute heavily, only probably solely on special teams. Now, Chris Banjo came to the process in 2013, spent most of his time with the Green Bay Packers, had a stint with the New Orleans Saints, but this is his second year, the Cardinals. solid season so far, especially on special teams. Now, he was able to touch the ball only one time as an offensive player when he was a member of the Packers. And that was in a swivel kick when it kicked off. Well, it didn't mean anything. Nobody remembers that. However, everybody probably will remember what he did against the Dallas Cowboys in Week 17 when he actually had threw a pass to Jonathan Ward, where Jonathan Ward caught the ball on the helmet of the Cowboys cornerback, brought the ball down to his back, and then brought it into himself. An amazing catch. A throw that was a little underthrown, but Jonathan Ward still pulled the ball in with another version of the helmet catch. Now, the helmet catch does not sit well with me. It brought back bad memories, considering that the Patriots had lost due to David Tyree's helmet catch. One of the greatest catches of all time, but I am forever devastated by that. That's just a personal thing. But anyway, Chris Banjo, solid play he did for the against the Dallas Cowboys. Question is, what will he be able to do against the Los Angeles Rams? They're going to need him to make some plays out there. He is a captain of the special team. You know, this is how he's making his living, how he's taking care of his beautiful family. So let's see what he's going to do in that matchup. And also, in that matchup, Johnny Hechler, punter for the Rams. Field positioning is going to be a major thing. They definitely need to win the battle field positioning. And Johnny Hechler is one of the better punters in the league, former four-time All-Pro punter. Let's see what he's going to do to help battle win the battle of field positioning in that matchup. Solid, solid stuff, like I said, across the board. Let's see what these guys are going to do. And then F.A. Abadi, Buffalo Bills defensive end, going up against the Patriots for the third time this season. Can he or will he be able to get to the quarterback? Will he get to Mac Jones, make things hard for that young rookie quarterback for the New England Patriots? And then Jason Huntley, if he plays, what kind of impact he's going to have against the reigning Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Tampa Bay is really good against the run. The Eagles definitely would have their hands full in that game. But let's see what this regional combine pioneer is going to do if given the opportunity. Now, here we go, folks. The HBCU present in the NFL this season. By one player, I would say it was a little better this year. They wrapped up the season with 30 HBCU players in the NFL, 30 players. And coming into this postseason, through the Wild Card weekend, we have several players that will be playing this weekend, and will play in major, major roles. Now, talking about the major roles, we're going to jump right into it. Javon Hargrave, defensive tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles. Hargrave had his best season as a pro. Check this out, folks. This season he had a career high in tackles with 63, a career high in 18 quarterback hits, a career high in sacks with 7.5, all career high. He also played in 728 snaps on defense, 68% of the defensive snaps he played this year, another career high. This South Carolina State pioneer has really showed out ever since the scene for the Pittsburgh Steelers and has signed a mega contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles, again, go up against the reigning Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The question is, will he be able to get to Tom Brady? Tom Brady gets the ball out of his hands very quickly, but Hargrave, with the type of year he's having, I can see that he can have some kind of impact in this game, but he has to make sure they stay consistent and make sure that they rotate him in there pretty good, because I'm quite for sure the Bucs is going to make sure that they don't rotate their defense, the players in and out of the field, because they definitely want to make sure those guys stay off balance, make sure they stay tired. So I can see that's going to be that game plan because, trust me, they definitely going to game plan for Hargrave. He's one of the better defensive tackles in the league who can line up on the right, on the left side, sometimes play nose tackle. He's that legitimate player to watch out for. One of the best players today from the HBCU platform that may have an opportunity to make some big plays in the Super Wild Card weekend against the reigning Super Bowl champion, Buccaneers. Brandon Parker, offensive lineman for the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, Brandon Parker is one of those players that has been very consistent throughout his career. and gotten better and better. Now, unfortunately, Reason Carbine linebacker Denzel Good was injured early in the season, and when he went down, it kind of made the open the door for Brandon to be on the field a lot more. As a matter of fact, after week four of the season, Brandon played in every single play except for seven plays. Only seven plays he missed, and that was in week 14 against the Kansas City Chiefs. Folks, he played in every single down. That's amazing. Every single down. As a matter of fact, to be exact, he played in 882 snaps. That was about 77% of the offensive snaps for the Las Vegas Raiders this season. That is breathtaking for him to be in there on the field. This year, yes, when you play in so many snaps, you're about to have some penalties. Now, out of 882 snaps, he only had 9 penalties that went against him. 5 false starts, 4 holding penalties. That is incredible. That's big time stuff right there for Brandon Parker. Out of 882 snaps, only 9 penalties caught against him. And this matchup, you know, you got to go up against the Cincinnati team that's very underrated on their defense side of the ball. Will he continue to give Derek Carr the time that he needs to deliver the ball? They're going to need that time. They're going to need him to continue to play a solid, solid ball, continue to bring that solid protection that he's been doing all season long. It cannot stop, and it won't stop. I believe Brandon Parker is going to really show out against the Cincinnati Bengals this weekend. Arizona Cardinals. Going back to the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona Cardinals have 2 ACCU players. We have Antonio Hamilton, another South Carolina State pioneer, and then Josh Miles from Morgan State University. Both these guys will see, well, I would say more so with Antonio Hamilton. He will see more on the field than Joshua Miles. Joshua Miles played in only 10 games this season and only played in 20 snaps on the offense side of the ball, which gave him like 3%. And then on special teams, he played in 40 snaps, 16% on special teams. So if anything, we may see him more special teams where he will have to make an impact. But with Hamilton, Antonio Hamilton, he had 2 starts this season, 2 starts, a career high of 38 tackles, and he also had 4 pass defense, all career high. On the defense side of the ball, he played in 312 snaps. That was good enough for 29% of the defensive snaps. But on special teams, he played in 208, giving that about 47% of special teams play against the Rams. Will he have an opportunity? He will have an opportunity, but will he make a big play, a big stop in this matchup? Because it's going to be one of those, it's a game. You cannot lose. There's no next week. They're going to need everybody on deck. And I really believe that Antonio Hamilton can make that play on the field, knowing that he's going to be against some solid, solid Rams receivers. Cooper Kupp is showing that he's one of the better receivers in the league, definitely top 5. A fantastic year. He led all the receivers this year in all the categories of receptions, yards, and touchdowns. An amazing, amazing season for Cooper Kupp. In the slot, Antonio Hamilton plays against the slot pretty well. Where he will be lined up against Cooper Kupp. Let's see how he will actually do against this matchup, that Monday night game. It's going to be awesome. Watch out for what these ACCU players will do in Super Wild Card Weekend. Hope that is it. I hope everybody learned some good stuff, as you always do when you listen to Locker Talk, listen to Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network. Make sure you guys follow me on all my social handles, on Twitter at Locker_Report. On Instagram, LockReport100, all small caps. On Facebook, LockReport.com, and also Locker Talk. Broadcast that's on Facebook. But make sure you guys go to YouTube, subscribe to the channel. We're almost at 2,000 subscribers. Make sure you guys go lock in and see this show in this video format with great highlights and other surprises. But make sure you guys stay locked in to BachelorNews.Airtime.Pro, where you can listen to this show repeatedly every time, 9 o'clock a.m. and 2 p.m. every single day. Everyone stay blessed. Be safe out there. And don't worry, I'll sound a whole lot better next week. Everyone stay blessed. Talk to you guys soon.